Joined now on the phone by Grand Island Town Supervisor Nathan McMurray. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
All right. First of all, this truck stop that has been the source of much discussion here in recent months, from your perspective or from your constituents' perspective, what's the problem with it?
Well, it just doesn't belong in the center of our town. You cannot find truck stops of that size in the middle of any town. And although Grand Island is an island, it's also a town. And beyond that, this is a place where we're proud of our green space. We're proud of Grand Island being a place where we're a refuge from the high density that surrounds us. And to put something like that in the middle of it would define Grand Island in a way that we don't want to be defined.
Can you take us back, though, just a little bit? Obviously, these projects, they don't just emerge out of air. There was some planning and trying to put it forward. Can you maybe give us a little bit of history into who was really trying to push this forward?
Well, you know, I don't even know, to be honest with you. Like, these new projects do kind of come out of air sometimes. And there were some people that bubbled up, some developers that were pushing the concept. But it never got beyond just mere discussion. There was no sale of land. There was no detailed project set forth. It just kind of happened. And as soon as the idea of it emerged, the community joined together to say no.
The zoning law changed, according to published reports here, with the idea that this will keep this truck stop from ever emerging. Can you get into the details of that to a certain extent? Obviously, zoning laws can be quite complicated.
Well, this one's pretty straightforward. It just says that you can't build a multi-use travel plaza. So you can't, when I say the multi-use, I mean restaurants plus hotels plus gas plus showers. And it goes through a very detailed list of the types of things that would be involved in a travel plaza. And any type of project that has those multi-use involved can't be built on Grand Island.
Is it your sense that this is going to be the end of the issue, or do you think there's more to come?
Well, unfortunately, if you look at the history of what these type of companies do, is they are persistent, and they can badger towns with lawsuits, and these types of things can linger for years. But I think the unified voice that we spoke with as a community, it probably gave them a lot of pause, and it's probably helped them see that we don't want this.
And then maybe just moving on to an adjunct issue of sorts here that the Grand Island has been dealing with, the cashless toll system on Grand Island. How's it working out?
Well, there's still some bugs to be worked out. They have those big barriers up, and they haven't removed the barriers yet, and people have to weave their way through the construction. But beyond that, it's pretty darn great. People are moving faster. It's smoother. I can feel a visible or tangible difference every time I come home. It's a huge step in the right direction.
Nathan McMurray is the town supervisor for Grand Island. He joins us by phone this morning. Mr. McMurray, thanks for your time.
Thank you.